Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Mike Posco, who's Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity of the Chesapeake. And Mike's here today to talk to us about Habitat and all the wonderful things they're doing to help folks move into affordable housing in Baltimore. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. For those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, and I bet there's some, though we hope not many, could you tell us a little bit about Habitat?
Sure, Bill. So Habitat in Baltimore, at least we've been around more than 30 years. Mm-hmm. We are, a lot of people know Habitat as a large brand name. There are actually more than 1,400 affiliates in the United States.
1,400. Wow.
Majority of those are very small affiliates driven all by volunteer work. Mm-hmm. There are 13 affiliates in Maryland. We're the largest in Maryland, and we're probably in the top 10 in the United States. And that's based on the volume of houses we do, the number of families we touch, the number of restores, which is our retail business, that we have. So each affiliate runs completely independent mm-hmm. of itself. They have a board that they have to report to, like any other nonprofit. They all have an MOU, Memo of Understanding, mm-hmm. with Habitat International. And that MOU is basically says you can use the Habitat name if you abide by these certain principles. Those principles being you'll focus on affordable housing, mm-hmm. And that's for people who are in the income area of 30 to 60% of the area median income.
So we're basically talking very low income.
Yeah, so yeah. A typical homeowner for us is probably a single mom with two children spending 50% of her income on housing, probably rental housing. Mm-hmm. When they get into our program, they agree to go into a partnership with us where they'll give back sweat equity. That's 300 hours of sweat equity. 50 of those hours, they have to take financial literacy training classes that we provide, as well as a home buyer education program that we have. Once they get through that part of the program, we're at the same time we're matching them to a house. Mm-hmm. Then they're likely that their 50% of their income that was going towards housing, we will now make sure that only 30% of their income goes towards housing.
They'll get more affordable.
Yeah, they'll get a 30-year zero-interest mortgage.
Wow. Wow.
So unlike a lot of people think we give houses away, we do not give houses away.
Yeah, certainly do not.
The homeowner gets a mortgage, but it's an affordable mortgage, and typically they now will have more money to spend on after-school care, good food, you know, much healthier environment.
And all those good things to help out their family.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. What is the history of Habitat for Humanity of the Chesapeake?
Well, it goes back years ago where Willard Fuller had started a Habitat down in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. His focus was really on starting overseas for poverty-stricken areas, but then that had grown a great deal throughout the United States, and all these affiliates started popping up. So part of that MOU that we have, 10% of our unrestricted funds actually go towards building houses in other countries. So Habitat's actually in 70 other countries.
I guess everybody should know from Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter and his affiliation that it's very faith-driven and it is a ministry.
Yes, he's been a great resource for Habitat. Mm-hmm. Even now into his 90s, he and Rosalind come out and they actually swing a hammer. They do not hold back. So every year they do a Jimmy Carter build. Several years ago, he was here in Baltimore. They've been great supporters of Habitat.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It sometimes seems that American presidents are appreciated more after their
I'm right there with you.
What's your background and responsibility? I guess as CEO, you've got to make sure everything works.
Yeah. So my background's very diverse. I spent my very early years, I worked for the National Security Agency. I left there My father was quite upset when I left the government job to get into the private industry. Mm-hmm. I eventually landed at the Federal Reserve Bank, where I worked for 16 years. Then I worked for a major developer here in Baltimore. A lot of people probably have heard of Struver Brothers, Eccles and Rouse.
Right, one of the big ones.
They've literally changed, I think, the landscape of the harbor with some of their projects that they did.
And they've been involved in a lot of nonprofit builds around too.
They have, and Bill Struver and Cobber Eccles in particular have always been very supportive of bettering the neighborhood and giving back. So I think some of that rubbed off on me. I did some work in Liberia, and then went to Nepal for a global habitat build, and that really got me interested in poverty issues, and eventually took over 4.5 years ago to run this affiliate.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Thank you. So you're at 4.5 years, you know where the bodies are buried, right?
I think after about 3 months, I wasn't allowed to use that I was the new guy anymore. There's a lot of moving parts for our affiliate. We do about $10 million in construction a year. Mm-hmm. As I said, we have a restore or a retail business. It's called The Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E. We're the only affiliate in the United States that has 6 locations, and we basically surround the Beltway. A restore is people donate building product and furniture, and then we resell it at a really reduced cost. So 70% of what we get is donated. The other 30% could be new. So we have a relationship with Lazy Boy, where they'll have stuff on their floor they haven't sold. They'll bring it and donate it to us, and then we sell it in our store. If you're tearing out your kitchen, we'll come out. We have 7 trucks on the road at any given time. We'll pick up that product and bring it back and sell it in the store.
Great. How can someone find out more information about that?
Yeah, if you go to habitatchesapeake.org, all of our locations are on there. All about our homes are on there, so everything's out on our website. And what's good about the restore is not only are we saving millions of material out of the landfills per year, but the profit we make off the restores covers about 20% of our general overhead costs to build homes, which is significant in the nonprofit world when we're trying to raise a dollar.
Yeah, so it's really going that restore profit, if you will, is going back to help that struggling woman with her 2 kids and lower income.
Correct.
Yeah, it certainly seems like that's helping you help more folks.
Exactly.
And helping you help those folks in ways that make great differences in their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
There's now studies that show children that grow up under home ownership have a 25% greater chance of graduating high school. Their math skills are 9% higher. Their reading skills are 7% higher. The teenage pregnancy rate goes down. So the general health of that individual is going to get much better.
That's something that I wish everybody, especially our legislators making certain budgetary decisions, would think about, because it's a matter of do you help folks at one point when they're children, or do you try to correct the problems that happen as adults?
Right, build the infrastructure, and then maybe have to deal with it at the back end.
That's right, and that's one of the many ways that Habitat really goes about it the right way, because people look at it as a housing thing, but it's really a kind of a family thing, isn't it?
It is, very much so. So when an individual gets in our program and they agree to give back their sweat equity, they don't have to do it all themselves. They can bring other family members that count towards their hours. We have children programs sometimes that they can, get their children involved. So
Great. It
is very much of a family issue.
Great. How do you select the families?
So unfortunately, probably we get 500 to 600 applications a year. And I say unfortunately because only 10% end up qualifying. Mm-hmm. So you have to be between, we say, 25 to 60% of the area medium income. So HUD determines what the area medium income for Baltimore City is. I think right now it's about $78,000. So depending on your income and how many children you might have or dependents will determine where you mm-hmm. fall within that category mm-hmm. of 25 to 60%. So that's number one, is you have to meet the income qualifications. You have to have a means to pay the mortgage. We have had some people who are on disability, so they have enough income to get a house, so we have done ADA homes. So the other requirement, and this is what kicks a lot of people out, is they have to have $1,000 or less in debt. And that's like credit card debt.
Yeah.
So a lot of people come through with a lot of debt, and we have a partnership with Consumer Credit Counseling Service. So we'll try to get those individuals into there to get their debt down so they can get back into our program.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't count. We don't count car debt. You know, in fact, we want them to have a car if they need to get to a job, et cetera. So.
Right. So but the advice is really call or go on the website and check it out.
Yeah, if you go, again, I'll say it's habitatchesapeake.org. It'll give you all the requirements there. It'll give the phone number you can call into the operator, and they'll also connect you. Often what happens when you call in, we'll ask you to fill out an application, and then they'll start the process there to see if you do qualify.
Great. Let's talk about how folks can help.
Sure. Well,
and I know you always need volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers, money. Money is a big thing. We engage with 6,000 volunteers a year.
Wow.
So 4,000 of those volunteers are on our construction sites, and then 2,000 in our restores. So we have a lot of people, in particular in the retirement community, want to do something. So they'll be regular volunteers in our restores, which are amazingly helpful for us. Then we get a large number of faith groups that bring out volunteers on a regular basis. We have a corporation program where it's a team build program. So mm-hmm. a corporation wants to bring their department out, and they'll coordinate through our coordinators to get out on site. So, I think everybody envisions that they're going to come out and frame a wall and put a wall up with Habitat.
Like Jimmy.
Yeah, like Jimmy does. like the pictures show, right? There's a lot more to the houses than
that.
Right. In particular with Baltimore City, we do a lot of gut rehabs.
Mm-hmm.
So while we do framing, there's a lot of other stuff we do. We have volunteers doing a lot of insulation work and working with foam and things like that, because all of our homes are Energy Star rated after we completely gut them. So that's also what makes them healthy for the city, is we're taking all the lead and the asbestos out of the house. We're then turning a property back to the city that's going to then generate revenue for the city from taxes. So right now the number of houses we've just done in Baltimore City are generating about $1.3 million in taxes per year.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And also rejuvenating that neighborhood.
Exactly.
Folks see things going on.
Correct.
The house that formerly was derelict or had great problems.
That's exactly right.
It's gonna ripple.
It stimulates the whole community, because what happens is we're in a community called Woodburn McCabe in particular. That was a vacancy to values program through the city. We have a great partnership with the city, and we ended up acquiring about 30 homes there, and that's been a complete revitalization of that community.
That's wonderful. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. I would love to keep hearing about this stuff, and I guess if folks want to hear more, they can go to your website. Could you give us that contact information
Sure.
one more time, please?
It's www.habitatchesapeake.org.
Great. Or telephone 410-366-1250?
That's correct.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. For Living in Baltimore, unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Mike Posco, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Habitat for Humanity of the Chesapeake, for being our guest today. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.